good, T-Minus?
Welcome to In the Raptors Podcast, home of your fourth place Boston Celtics. I am your host, Cullen McIntyre, and I'm here with Roger Stone.
You know what we're talking about today?
What are we talking about today?
A Gordon Hayward, not a conspiracy theory, but I have a theory about Gordon Hayward.
You have a theory?
And we're talking about the Celtics.
Oh, yeah, the Celtics. We're also talking about them. But
yeah.
I didn't know you had a conspiracy theory.
Oh, well, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's not like there's a group behind this. But there's a bit of a theory as to why he's been doing so well.
Well, before you get into your theory...
We won't get into it yet. We've got other stuff to cover first. But
okay.
when it comes up, I've got something to talk about.
Okay.
I think it's very interesting.
All right, well... For those listening, do not forget to follow us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at In the Raptors Pod, and check out our blog at intherafterspod.blogspot.com. You can find that on our social media as well. And let's get right into it.
You're absolutely handicapped to one social media, not if you're handicapped. You could have no legs and still follow us on social media. But if you're handicapped to one social media, like, I'm going to follow them on one of them because you're weird, do it on Twitter. I highly recommend it. We tweet a lot more than we post on Instagram.
Oh, my God. I did not know where you were going with that.
I was not talking about the handicapped or the mentally handicapped because I am one of the mentally handicapped.
You pause after you're like, listen, if you were handicapped, then that.
Okay, so like, that was a bad timing for a pause, but a pause was needed in there somewhere.
I thought you were like, if you're handicapped and you aren't following us on social media. Anyway, alright. Anyway.
We provide great services to our handicapped partners. Over at Handicapped Artists, Handicapped R Us.
Yep, that's you. Anyway.
Handicapped.
Well, speaking of slightly handicapped, our first topic is the Kyrie Irving injury. Sprained right knee. Said to be day-to-day. It occurred during the Clippers game. Didn't play against the 76ers or tonight against the Pistons. Nothing's been like said about the All-Star game, but do you think he's gonna play?
No.
No?
I don't think he should. I think the smart thing is let him rest. Cause we have a huge game coming right out of the All-Star break against the Bucks.
We have two very big games.
So
that week.
Just let that boy rest. He doesn't, because if he plays the All-Star game, he's gonna go hard. We already know that.
Yeah. Well, I've heard some people saying they're gonna put him on like a minutes restriction. What's the point?
That would be stupid.
Yeah.
I heard other people saying that would be humiliating to him. A minutes restriction in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
But he still coached the Rising Stars.
Yeah.
He only needs one knee for that.
Yeah, and he has a Tatum, so.
I'm not very concerned because nobody's seemed to be concerned about his right knee problems last year.
Yeah, no.
I don't think it's a big problem.
Well, they said after like the whole him getting it fixed last year, like it's fine. I think this is just.
Yeah. Like, everybody was ripping on his last year how he got hurt so much. And you just got to think that every time he was out was a continuation of one injury. Basically, he breaks his kneecap with the calves. Then he has like problems with the screw, and then he's got to take out the screw. You already knew these procedures were coming when you traded for him. So I don't see why you're all butthurt about him sitting.
Right. And then there's the people saying, oh, yeah, before we even get into recapping these games, I know we're 2-0 without Kyrie, but do not say that we're better without Kyrie. Okay?
No.
It's just not true.
I just hate people like, that jump to conclusions. They're like women.
Yeah.
Sorry for all our woman listeners out there. They just jump to conclusions too quick. That's Celtics Twitter for you. They're a bunch of Nancys.
Nancys.
Love it. Well, I love you, Celtics Twitter. You keep me entertained, but
yeah,
bunch of Nancys when it comes to overreacting to stuff.
They're very overreactive all the time. It's very annoying. But yeah, I don't know. There's no like timeline on when he's coming back. He's just listed as day to day. But he could like they saw things saying he could be out for like he could come back after the All-Star break. He could be out for a month. Who knows?
I feel like he sat
kind of scared
two games. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like he sat these last two games just for precautionary reasons, and he'll be back after the All-Star break.
I hope so, because we do have a big week.
I mean, we don't even need him. We win without him. Who needs Kyrie? Ship him off.
Yeah. Trade him for Isaiah Thomas.
We got Terry and Brad Wanamaker.
Trade him for Isaiah Thomas right now.
I would love... Oh. Don't. Don't say that name. It's been an emotional night for me with Isaiah coming back. I miss him.
Well, speaking of emotions, Marcus Morris had some comments after the Clippers game talking about how the team is very, when he looks at the team, all he sees is individuals in that it's not fun. And then before the game in Philly, apparently he bought the team cheesesteaks, like as a bonding thing. Everyone, I think I saw it was like everyone but Marcus Smart, and apparently Smart was joking about how he's going to steal one somebody's.
Oh God.
And then
speaking
they
of
won,
Nancy's,
and then they said they were very fun.
Yeah, speaking of Nancy's, when he said this stuff, sure it was concerning, but I did not overreact. Celtics Twitter blew up after this. I saw it as him venting after a very frustrating loss,
right,
and deservingly so. And, I mean, he yelled at Jaylen Brown earlier this year, I think yelling to him, have fun.
Right.
So it just makes no sense. I think he's just frustrated. And this team obviously has had fun. They've had fun the last two games, too. Yeah, sometimes you just say something you don't want to say. Well, you don't mean to say, but you're all angry, so you want to say it. I mean, no sense coming out of my mouth, but it did. You know, like sometimes when you're... I don't even know. When you lose a bad basketball game. And you're like, yo, I hate this. Because I couldn't think of any comparisons, so I just resorted back to the what actually happened. It's like when... I'm still trying to reach for comparisons, but I can't think of anything. It's like when...
Oh, God.
I don't even know. It's like when your donkey breaks his leg. One day, you're like, man, I hate this donkey. It sucks. But this donkey has helped you out, carry all your stuff. You're like, man, this donkey sucks. And then once it gets his leg fixed, you're like, man, this donkey's great. Even though in real life, you just shoot the donkey. You aren't going to wait for its leg to be fixed. That's the only comparison I could think of.
This is the main comparison for her.
You know, when a moose loses its antler, you're like, man, this moose sucks. Then it grows the antler back. You're like, wow, that's a cool moose. I'm gonna shoot it and take its head.
I was just, I don't know, like, as much as buying the team cheesesteaks doesn't sound like important, it was nice to see like the team like bond after a loss and then come out and, you know, own Philadelphia as always.
I think Kyrie and Tatum should say, screw it. We're not going to participate in the All-Star weekend or week. We're all just going to go on a trip together.
A trip?
That's what the Celtics should do. Just take a trip.
And their favorite rocket ship?
We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship, zooming through the time. Lord. Robert Williams.
Oh, God.
I wish I would see more of him, but
yeah, it would be nice.
He's sick.
Can they send him down to Portland?
Please.
PLZ.
One of these days, we'll be able to see him. One of these days, our schedules will line up.
Well, hopefully they send him down before the game I'm going to. So, February 24th, Robert, be there or be square.
Yeah, 11 days.
Yeah. Or 10 technically, because in 4 minutes it'll be the 14th.
We'll see, because, I don't know, they got some big games. The Bucks and the Rockets, maybe.
Well, it's more on this if everyone's back by then.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Brad said earlier.
We'll have to see what Baines. We'll have to see about Baines.
Yeah, Brad basically said, like, Robert Williams will be going out to Portland if everyone's healthy. So, if everyone's healthy.
I did miss my, I miss you, Aaron Baines tweet Wednesday night. But I did pick up the slack. Tuesday night. I keep thinking today's Thursday. So, we usually record on Thursday, but we're recording Wednesday night tonight.
Yeah.
Early
pod drop, day early.
Well,
you can get that Valentine's drop.
My lonely depression drop. Yeah, I'm gonna eat chocolates all day by myself.
But anyway, so
what were we talking about?
Marcus Morris buying cheesesteaks.
Oh, yeah. No, I wonder what those guys like on their cheesesteaks. See, I'm a green pepper onion mayo fan.
I'm a just extra cheese kind of guy.
Yeah, you're weird.
I feel like...
No veggies is weird.
I feel like Hayward is like me.
Why? Because he's pale like you?
Yeah. Well... You know what? He probably didn't get any of them because he's just been cooking the past couple games, and so he made them. That's my horrible segue into the next topic.
I think Robin Hayward makes the food in the household. She seems like a good cook. I don't know. I could see Gordon doing something. With a little chef hat.
I feel like Gordon just plays video games and plays basketball. Like, I love you, Gordon. Like, Daddy's always happy. But I feel like he just plays video games and spends time with the kids. And that's it.
Oh, Gordon is my daddy. I refer to him as Daddy on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or G-Money.
Yeah, I mean, Daddy's always happy.
He's very happy behind the three-point line.
Yeah. Well, he's been hot lately.
Trying to get me to... tell you my theory.
All right.
So originally I was thinking, okay, maybe he's heating up because they just had the kid. Well, no, he had a few stinkers after they had the kid. He had like 2-point games. Yeah, stupid children. That wasn't it. I couldn't go to that. Well, boys, think about this. Fortnite is dying. So, you know, he was feeling a little bit less motivated after playing that god-awful game. So he was playing bad. Well, February 5th, Apex Legends was launched. Boom, a new free Battle Royale game for Gordon Hayward to play. And I think that's what's turning around this season. Because since February 5th, he has averaged 17 points, 5.2 rebounds, and 4.8 assists a game. Apex Legends is saving Gordon Hayward's career. Put your money on it, G-Money. It's all Apex Legends, baby.
All Apex Legends.
This has been 5 games in that span, by the way.
Yeah.
Since February 5th.
Yeah.
And that's... he only had one stinker of a game in that one. That was the Lakers.
The Lakers, yeah. The 4-pointer.
Yeah, that really hurt his averages. But other than that, he has been going off.
I mean, like, it's totally has nothing to do with, like, the different lineups that he's been mixing to lately or anything.
No, it's Apex Legends. It's not about he's more comfortable or he's feeling a lot better, he's being more aggressive, attacking the basket. Yeah. No, it's just Apex Legends.
Yeah, it's not like he's actually driving to the rim instead of just throwing up those ugly shots or anything.
That doesn't matter in basketball.
No, of course
it's
not.
It's what you do before the game. It's the game you play before the game, and it's Apex Legends. I think there's different characters in that game. I haven't played it. I wonder what character you'd be. You'd probably be the father figure.
Yeah. The daddy.
The one probably just like throws milk bottles at everybody.
I was gonna say he just throws his children at them and gets killed. Daddy's always happy.
I would love to play a game with him.
That would be wonderful.
Didn't they have a charity event I think before the season, where fans could play with him?
I don't know. I don't recall.
Well, I would love to. Gordon, if you're listening to this, maybe one day. Can we play together? We can play anything. It doesn't even have to be video games. It could be Legos. I was a big Lego kid back in my day. Until you step on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start crying.
Yeah. Some great Celtics talk. Getting into the next topic. This has to be the first time in his career. Al Horford got teed up in back-to-back games.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with him, but he's a lot more fiery lately. I love it. I love it too. Tonight he was chirping at Drummond, and then I think he got the technical right after. Yeah, because he chirping at Drummond or no, he was chirping at Griffin.
I didn't really see like where the technical was, but I mean the rest of the night were absolute garbage anyway.
They were. He hit his. Actually, no, it was a flagrant. But no, didn't he get a technical earlier in the game too?
Yeah, a tech like right at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, I don't know where that happened, but he did get a flagrant for after he was chirping with Blake the next play, basically. Hit him in the head by accident, though. He was going for the ball. It was pretty obvious he was going for the ball. Yeah, and then the 76ers game, he was chirping at the refs, which you don't usually see from Al. And we'll get to it when we get to the 76ers game.
Yeah, but Al Horford getting teed up in back-to-back games was just wild. Like, I just had to, put that in the notes.
Yeah, because he's so calm.
I can't even remember.
He's the triple C threat.
Before those two games, these past two games, I can't remember the last time he got a technical. I can't even think of when it would be.
I think it was when he slapped his sister. No, I'm just kidding. He would never slap. I don't think he would ever slap Anna. It has probably been a long time, though. He might have been a hawk.
Not if yet, we're being honestly. Honest. I've never seen him get tagged.
He was like, I think it was Vince Carter. Vince Carter went years without getting a tag. It's just some guys that don't chirp. But Al's been chirping lately. He's had
two this year, and they're all in these past two games. He had one tech last year, I guess. I don't know when it was, though. I'm looking at the stats.
No, he's just like taking Marcus Morris's comments of not having fun, and just throwing them on the court. Like, you want to see me have fun? Okay, let's go have some fun. Hey, ref, you suck.
Well, I mean, like,
he yells in Spanish.
I think he needs to like play like that because
he plays lights out when he does.
Right, and it gets the team around him kind of like it gets fired up. They see their leader. Like he wants that. Like every time that Kyrie like. In the fourth quarter, like when he starts balling and gets hyped, like the entire team around him gets hyped.
Yeah, it's. Monkey see, monkey do. Yeah, and I just like Al's definitely a big leader.
Oh, Big Al.
Big Al's route one was Wiscasset. That's a main thing.
Yeah. And now to get into the hard topic for every
single fan. Oh, I can't. It's too soon.
We can talk about it. It's news. It's something that we need to discuss. Has it been like 11 months since he touched the court?
Yes.
Isaiah Thomas made his first NBA appearance this season for the Denver Nuggets, dropping, I believe, 8 points in 13 minutes on the floor in the victory, hitting like two clutch threes.
Guess what?
What?
He was plus two.
Plus two?
The Nuggets won by 2 points.
They did.
He won them the game!
They did?
No, Jokic did, but still. Yeah, I'm all for IT coming back next year if you would like to.
Yeah, replace Rozier.
Even if we keep Rozier, I want IT back. I want him back.
I think we all want him back. I mean, the man poured his heart and soul into this team.
That was such a fun team to watch.
It was.
And just... I regret not going to a Celtics game when he was a Celtic. I mean, granted...
I agree.
Granted, I couldn't even drive.
Yeah.
But I probably didn't have the money.
Same.
But still, the crowd... Like, there have been a lot of highlights going around Twitter today, now that he's coming back. And just the highlights. The crowd is so loud when he drills a clutch shot, and he had so many of them. It was... What was our motto that year? It wasn't CS Rise.
I can't remember what it was.
It was just something that fit. Probably, because nobody believed in little old IT and the Celtics. Speaking of mottos, where the heck did this Rise Together thing come from?
I think Al Horford tweeted about it, and then Celtics, like, hopped on.
Oh, so I thought Al was following Celtics.
I have no idea.
But, yeah, I'm for it. I didn't really like the CS Rise. Yeah. But I am not for the hashtag being a Toronto Overwatch League. Not for that.
Either. I would rather not.
It was
every time we tweeted it, it has a little like logo or whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back to tweeting CS Rise.
Yeah.
Was it? It's not luck.
Hmm?
Was it? It's not luck in 2016.
I don't know what it was. I can't remember. It was a
playoff towel kind of thing. I don't know. Not really showing up. But there was a motto, and it fit the team. Shamrock Shakes, that's it.
Shamrock Shakes?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what it is. I can't remember. Might have been It's Not Luck. I feel like it was.
Well, the ones for the season, it was literally just hashtag Celtics.
There's definitely something more than this. I'm not talking about just hashtag. Just like what they... There was always a commercial. And it had... It's going to bother me, but I don't think I'm going to be able to find it. It's Not Luck sounds right.
I don't know.
At the same time, it doesn't.
I can't remember. Well, if you're listening and you remember, hit us up on social media to remind us, please.
Yeah, we'll give you a shout out or something.
Yeah, 30 followers.
Yeah, we're growing.
Isaiah Thomas, I'll never forget all the heart and passion he put into this team, playing after what happened to his sister. Honestly, I think that has to be like one of the biggest moments I've ever seen as a Celtics fan.
Yeah, I remember watching the pregame of that and him just crying next to Avery Bradley.
Yeah.
And then there was also the game where he lost his tooth. He was like, screw it, I'm going to play through this.
Was that not the same game?
I think it was the same game.
I'm pretty sure that was the same game.
It probably was, especially with Isaiah Thomas. It was just... no words can describe Isaiah Thomas. I know he only spent, what, like 2 years here or something, but...
Yeah.
I would love to build a statue of him.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do something to commemorate Isaiah Thomas. Hopefully bring him back, first of all.
That would be wonderful. I mean, the man put so much heart and soul into the game. And, I mean, I know I've already mentioned it, but just still playing after like his sister passed away in a car accident.
Yeah.
And putting in the performance that he did in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think he dropped 50. So I don't know if that was the same game, but he did drop 50 in the playoffs.
Yeah. He had a very good game. And
yeah, and he was just this player that bounced around a lot. A lot of people said he was a cancer in the locker room, and he found his home in Boston, and he loves Boston. And
Boston loves him?
Yeah. I saw some people chirping, saying, oh, Boston doesn't love him. Look what you did to him. And listen, anybody would take that trade. It's Kyrie. Yeah. He's a great player. And we got, oh, no, we traded away the pick. But anyway, it helped our team getting Kyrie, but we didn't want to lose Isaiah Thomas.
Right.
Because he was just such a good guy.
Yeah. I mean, I would have loved him. Imagine instead of trading Isaiah Thomas, we traded Rozier and Thomas slid to the sixth man.
That would be great. If Rozier wasn't a nobody back then.
Yeah.
Traded Jay Crowder. Actually, wasn't he even part of the deal?
Yeah, he was.
Okay. Kelly Olynyk. How about we get to some more depressing stuff? Talk about
The Clippers game.
The first game. The Clippers.
Yeah. I actually didn't watch this game because I honestly just forgot that they were playing.
Well, that's not good because I didn't watch it either. I was at a play. I tried watching the beginning during intermission, but they didn't start yet.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't really miss much. Most disappointing loss of the season, question mark?
It definitely was the most disappointing loss of the season.
And having that big of a lead is just...
Yeah, I checked the score at one point. We were up by 20, so I thought, oh, okay, cool. This game's over. Yep. And then I saw... I came back home, and I did watch the end of it.
And it was not fun. Point quarter of the Clippers. They rallied from 28 down. It was just all... That was also the game that we lost Kyrie, so...
Yeah, it was not a great game.
Yeah, not at all.
Celtics played a typical fall-asleep-on-the-court kind of play.
Yeah. Starting five, excluding Kyrie, all had a negative plus-minus, and they were all, like... Worse than negative 10.
If Kyrie was healthy and if this outcome still happened, he definitely would have been negative as well.
Yeah. I think I put down that the game wasn't the same after Kyrie came off, just because he looked like he was playing well. He had 14 points in 14 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, the offense clicked in the first half, and then he gets hurt, kind of just downhill from there.
Yeah, we just weren't putting on the number. I mean, we had a 43-point first quarter. then a 31-point second. And then the third quarter, we only had 12 points. And the fourth, we only had 26.
You know, that's been the problem this year. Third quarters. I said this probably first episode we ever did. Basically, what the Celtics do at halftime is they go into the locker room. They have this big breakfast buffet. They just stuff their faces and they get all full. And then they come out. They're all sluggish for a quarter, trying to work off the food. So what I suggest is stop having the breakfast buffet. Maybe like a light snack, light buttery biscuit or something.
Yeah. Well,
and then go out there.
How would you feel if I told you that in tonight's game, the highest scoring quarter for the Celtics was the third?
Well, maybe they listened. Maybe they had like a little bowl of cereal or something.
Yeah.
Maybe some cornflakes. High fiber, maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be good. That'd be good. Get some fiber in there.
Hopefully.
just don't stuff your face with sausages and greasy old bacon. Something nice and light and healthy. Yeah. And then you can stuff your face after you win. Yeah, that's my suggestion for the Celtics is play better in the third quarter.
Yeah,
stop having your buffet at halftime.
Yeah. My theory for this game and the Lakers game is that we use up all of our beat LA power in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we definitely
did. And in the World Series. So and they didn't leave any for the Celtics for regular season.
Poor guys.
So like now we have to like preserve it.
For, like, at least the Lakers won't make the playoffs, so we don't have to worry about facing them in the finals or anything.
Yeah, Clippers probably will. They're 31-26. They're eighth right now.
Well, they just sold all their team.
They really?
Basically. Tobias.
Oh, yeah, true. I don't even, like, actually sold the team.
Oh.
But, yeah, no, they're going to go downhill, obviously. But then again, they did just beat us. So.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't even have the guys they trade. Actually, no, they didn't have the guys to trade. They traded.
They did. Yeah, because Montrezl Harrell was the one that forced two turnovers in the end.
They're up by 28 against the Suns right now in the third.
Yeah, well, that's the Suns. Suns are playing for Zion.
Sure.
Same with the Cavs, but they went into triple OT.
Really?
Yeah, I was rooting for them because they were playing the Nets.
it looks like the Knicks have the worst record at the moment.
The Knickerbockers. But you never know. That's the thrill of the lottery. You never know who's going to get number one. Maybe the Celtics will slide in.
It's not. If the lottery is only for the top 50.
The Kings pick.
They're one game off of being in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they might slide. You never know. You never know. Right now, they're a lottery team.
Very good team. A very underrated team.
They are underrated, but maybe that underration will become overration one day.
Yeah, and then we'll just get Zion.
Yeah.
I just want
a good draft pick.
It would be nice.
It'd be nice.
Going from depressing game to a very, very fun game.
It was fun.
Shout
out Marcus Morris.
Celtics for 76ers. I can officially claim that the city of Boston owns the city of Philadelphia.
We are their daddy.
Yeah,
there's no other way to put it.
Specifically, Al Horford is Joel Embiid's daddy.
Oh, easily. Joel Embiid, he said after the game, I don't give him any credit. I just played like crap for three quarters. No. He shut you down. You couldn't do jack squat against him.
Right.
Al, one great thing about Al, especially offensively, is his patience. And I think that definitely got the best of Joel. Not calling him Joel. He doesn't get the respect. Joel Embiid. Embiid. Just look like a sporadic pansy out there.
Yeah. The thing that Al Horford does very well as a center compared to other centers just because of how he plays is how the ball movement can flow through him and his ability to not only drive to the rim but like take the mid-range shot and like hit it like very well. Like a lot of centers struggle to play against him because he makes them play out of the paint.
Like Drummond tonight.
Yeah, like Drummond tonight. Like he had to do a lot of perimeter defense because Al Horford is wet from three.
No matter how awkward he looks shooting the ball, it will go in.
He gets his hand like on top of the ball. It's so weird.
It is. But also underrated, well, not underrated, but great about Al is his passing. Like there's one time they fed him down low in the post and they brought a double onto him. Instead of panicking and just like throwing the ball around, he waited, found the open man, dished it out to him. Bam. Buckets.
Buckets.
Buckets. Straight Horford assisting buckets. Swaggy Hayward. Buckets.
Hayward was also money. 6 for 7 from 3, 26 points. I wrote a blog. Picks,
legends.
I wrote a blog before the game about don't count out the Celtics' depth in the game against Philadelphia because the Philadelphia bench is hot garbage. Other than Boban, because I have Boban out more than Xavier. But like TJ McConnell was their leading performer.
Not TJ, Boban.
Yeah, Boban. Like McConnell had 9 points. Boban had 4. Some guys, apparently they have another Simmons. He had 7 points. Jay Simmons. He was 1 for 1 for 3. He's already better than Ben.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of Ben, in this game, Jason Tatum caught an absolute body on that dunk where he did the spin around Embiid and then slammed it all over Ben Simmons' face. And
he did a 180.
Yeah, he did a 180.
That's half a circle.
Yeah,
he did a 180.
That to get to stat that line came out. I mean, he is 20 years old and he did a 180 degree spin. Could you imagine what he could do when he turns 21?
100. What's 180 divided by 20? 9. So 189 degree spin when he's 21.
Where in your mouth was going there? But sure.
I just figured, okay, 180 divided by 20 is 9. So you added not another 9 degrees for every year he ages. It'll be to 360 before you know it.
Yeah.
Also, I heard some people were saying Ben Simmons did not get dunked on there because he was to the side of Tatum.
Oh, he got
Listen. Ben Simmons fouled him on the play. They didn't call the foul, but he fouled him on the play. He hit his arms trying to defend the shot. If you're jumping up trying to defend the shot and you're that close to him, you just got yammed on.
Like he didn't do the LeBron like pussy out and just stand and watch. Like he jumped. He got yammed on. He also got yammed on tonight by Kevin Knox, the trashy dollar brand version of Jason Tatum.
Yes.
So back-to-back nights, he caught a body. I tweeted 2 nights in a row, Simmons gets body. The only way he can come back from this is attempting a three and making it.
Never.
Never.
Never will.
Never will.
I was really hoping Tatum was going to yam on Embiid. That didn't happen, but I will gladly take the Ben Simmons.
Oh,
any 76er,
I mean, he just yammed on. He's probably going to repeat again as rookie of the year. So he just yammed
on. It is true. The Rising Stars MVP as well.
Yeah. I mean, Luka Doncic, as good as he's been doing, like Ben Simmons, rookie of the year.
Yeah, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I mean, he won it last year. He's going to win it this year. He's going to win it the year after that.
He's so good. He looks like a third-year player right now.
I know.
I just don't know how he does it. Yeah. I just don't know.
It looks like he's like he's fit into the league already and like understands how to play in the league. It's like he's been around for 3 years. It's just wild.
Yeah, he's got this team chemistry that I don't know how you get that fast.
Yeah. I mean, like, Tatum's in his second year. Like, he should be Rookie of the Year.
That is true.
I mean, like, if Ben Simmons wasn't competing for Rookie of the Year, Tatum would probably have a good run at it.
Yeah, but Ben Simmons just... Oh! Breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about... this is the Pistons game.
Mm-hmm.
Al Horford and his flagrant foul on Blake, how he was going after the ball and hit his head. Al Horford said, "Blake's a great actor."
Ooh.
So Al is getting very vocal as of late, and I am here for it.
I'm very here for it.
I'm loving this new look, Al.
I'm learning everything about Al.
It's not that. It's not that he just talks the talk. He's walking the walk. And I don't mean walking W-A-L-K. He's W-O-K-ing up in here. He's just making that Chinese food. Walking the walk, baby.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into the Celtics Pistons game, Al Horford almost had a triple-double.
I thought he was going to get it, honestly.
I really wanted him to get it. But... he would have had 9 assists had Jaylen hit the open 3 and later in the with like a minute 30 left. He had like a wide open look, but
I felt like Jaylen took that just to try to get Al closer to his triple double.
I mean, he was wide open.
I don't know. I just had that feeling.
It was a good game overall. I mean, if you forget the part where we gave them like a 17-0 run, we started off 8-0, and then it was like 17-5. It was like 17-0. It was like 23-5, 17-0, something like that. And then the Celtics went on like a 10-0 run. It was a very weird first quarter.
Yeah,
we didn't score for 5 minutes. Like,
the Pistons finished on like a 20-2 run, made it close. After being down by 25.
Yeah. Well, then we came back after.
Yeah, sort of.
We didn't score for 5 minutes. And then, like, the last two and a half minutes of the quarter, we go on, like, a 10-0 run.
Yeah, compared to the 76ers game that they played the day before, this was a very boring game.
Yeah, it was very boring compared to...
The refs, though.
Oh my god.
They were blind, honestly. They were just blind.
There was so many calls.
There was one that they literally went to review. There was obvious no contact, and they still called the technical on Tice.
Yeah, on the Drummond flop. Yeah, the Drummond flop.
Yeah. Yeah. Drummond was flopping like a salmon fresh out of the bay today.
Yeah. And so was Griffin.
Apparently, according to Al.
I mean, well, it was when Griffin was, like, on the clear path, he, like, just tripped right in front of Hayward, and they called it.
Oh.
And there was that play when Morris, like, so he was, like, behind the guy shooting, and he literally, there's, like, clear no contact on the replay, and they called the shooting foul. And I was like, it was so bad. Tommy is back on the MSU Sports broadcast. I know he's back.
Thank God.
Tonight, he was the only reason I could get through the refs, because that man was losing his shit. He was literally calling out one of the refs. He's like, 46, go home.
Yeah, I love Tommy. He says what he needs to say.
Absolutely.
Doesn't hold back. Like all these other, like TNT, they would never say that crap. They would call people dickheads, though.
It was... boring, but it was a good win in the end.
Yeah.
This entire starting five had double digits points. Smart started hitting threes again.
Yes, thank God. Yeah, I think he was 0 for his last 18.
Yeah, he hadn't hit a three since the first quarter against the Lakers until
yeah
the third quarter of this game. Tatum had 19. Hayward had 18.
Yeah, Hayward kept going.
Yeah. Jalen had 17 from the bench, even though he played 30 minutes. Okay, one thing I'm annoyed about this game is how many minutes Longmaker got, because he had 5 points in 14 minutes. He was 2 for 2 from the field. So that man was 100% from the field. And he only got to play 14 minutes.
Yeah, he was kind of in and out. He came in. When you talk about minutes, I want to see Shemmy get more minutes because...
Shemmy, oh my God, that putback.
He plays very well.
Oh my God, that putback.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, he hammered that down.
Monster. But he can also hit threes. He's a great defender.
I would love to see him. 17-0 run.
I don't know how you would get him into the rotation. Honestly, Tice has been playing well.
I was about to say Daniel Tice.
But James minutes over Tice because Tice is a better offensive player, and what he lacks on defense, Robert Williams lacks more on offense than Tice.
Right.
But Shemmy can play offense. He can play defense.
Can not back as him down to that big booty.
Yeah. Well, that's Yabu.
Yabu.
Well, I wanted to see Yabu tonight. We were up by 25, but we'd have a Yabu.
Mix him up. He was on the bench.
Yeah, he's on the bench. Having fun on the bench.
Oh, yeah, having fun. All the fun in the world.
Oh, the 76ers game. For all of you listening, go back and watch that. And don't watch Tatum when he dunks it. Watch Al Horford behind him. Because somebody pointed this out, and he loses all control of his limbs after Tatum dunks this ball. He kind of just flails his arms around as he stumbles up the court. Yeah. When somebody pointed out, it was hilarious, and I watched it over and over and over again. Like, you get so taken away by the Tatum dunk that you would never even notice just Al losing it. It was great. Just like Al with his free throw flinching. It's just wonderful. It's a wonderful masterpiece to watch. Definitely worth.
I need the clip to continue to go after the. Oh my God.
He just. His legs all control just, of his limbs are gone.
I retweeted the one I just watched. He stumbles over himself and takes excessively long strides for no reason. That was
It's the most Al thing ever.
Yeah. Oh, wow. For anybody who says Ben Simmons didn't get dunked on, there's literally a picture of his hand on Tatum's arm.
Yeah, getting yanked on. Yeah, he fouled Tatum on that play. They didn't call it, but I'll take it. Because if they called it, they might not get the Al Horford running up the court. Masterpiece.
That absolute gem.
Yeah, highly recommend you go back and watch that.
Also the bench.
Oh, yeah.
Yabu.
I saw the bench. That's what I noticed was the bench reaction, and I almost added Marcus Morris saying, looks like you guys are having fun. Because everybody got hyped up. You can't get hyped. You can't not get hyped after
this. Oh my God. Yeah, that it was marching. He's
yeah.
It looks like none of the bench players have control of their limbs after that dunk. And then Wanamaker's just casually standing there with a big smile on his face. All of them are oh my God, leaning on each other, and then Wanamaker is just standing there by himself with this big smile on his face, basketball.
When do I get my chance, coach? Put me in. Do I have to prove it more?
I kind of feel bad for him, because, he's never gonna, this is, the only situation that he's gonna get minutes, and even if our two point guards are hurt, he doesn't even get to start.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just happy to be here, though.
Yeah.
And he's definitely proved that he should get more minutes. He's played well.
Played a lot. He had some nice finishes tonight at the rim. I was kind of taken aback.
Yeah, when Marcus Smart began the game with his 0 for 2 from 3, I still believed in him. I mean, you just got to shoot your way out of slumps. But I thought, okay, maybe we should put Brad in just to get the offense going a little bit. Because, you know, we went on an 8-0 run, then we kind of just stalled. So I thought, okay, maybe just put Brad in, see what he can do. Yeah, which he did. Worked pretty well.
Yeah.
Put in Shemmy as well. That also worked very well.
And Robert Williams. That's what you should do.
Well, he was hurt, so.
He's sick.
Yeah, the stomach bug was traveling around the Celtics locker room.
It was from one of his Time Lord adventures. I can't speak English.
Okay, Jared Weiss.
Yeah, I'd love to say, like, shout out Jared Weiss.
Quality reporter. He's like 2K with the injuries. Just gives funny reasons why they're out.
Looking ahead, it's All-Star break.
Thank God I can sleep.
I guess I think my notes autocorrected because I wrote Kyrie and Tatum, but I think it autocorrected Staten.
Yeah, it's Staten. Stating those facts.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that Kyrie, you likely will not play in the All-Star game. We'll be coaching the Rising Stars team, Team USA. I think Dirk Nowitzki has Team World, and Tatum will be a part of Team USA, and Tatum will also be lacing up for the skills challenge.
He will not be lacing up. He has shoes that do it for him.
That's true. And
I looked into buying those shoes today.
I did too. They don't officially release till the 17th.
Yeah, I think I would rather spend it on tickets though. And shoes that tie themselves.
That's true. And then after the break, the first game that we're gonna preview, just because we'll probably do the next podcast after that game. Because it's technically a week from today, the Celtics Bucks. Going up against Giannis.
It's kind of worrying. First place. Milwaukee Deer.
Bucks.
No, they're deer.
Deer.
They don't have any deer. Male genitalia. Oh, deer. It's going to be a big test.
That's all I can say. Ben Simmons gave a shoe to one of his fans and then took it right back. Yo. Yo. Wow.
He's just angry.
Wow.
Did they win tonight? I'm assuming they won.
They didn't play.
Okay. You shouldn't be too mad.
Probably could have got a DM, though. I don't know what his problem was, and why he got so salty about it.
Well, he got yammed on tonight, too, so. That's what happens when you get dunked on two nights in a row. Start getting hostile.
Yeah, like he looks like he's a Sixers fan.
Yeah, he's wearing blue.
Yeah. Somebody tweeted. That's because he
went to play the Knicks.
Yeah.
Okay, so that blue could mean anything.
Somebody tweeted, that's because he realized the dude he was about to give it to had UK blue on, and then he remembered Kevin Knox banging one on his head. rookie of the year.
Yeah, not my rookie of the year. Not my Rising Stars MVP.
I hope Tatum yams on him in the Rising Stars Challenge.
That'd be great.
Kyrie's probably going to take the floor all dressed up as Uncle Drew and, like, just be like, let me teach you how to take a three, young blood, and drop one in his face.
I can't do that, mister.
Kyrie's going to hit more threes, coaching and with a sprained knee.
than Ben Simmons will in his entire career.
Yeah, there would be like a stoppage of play, and he just throws up a blob. Goes in. Bam. But no, Bucks are it's going to be a tough game.
It's going to be a tough game, especially if Kyrie's not back.
I honestly don't know what to think about it.
Yeah,
I got a week to ponder about it and sleep. Yeah, not stay up until 10:30.
106-97. Giannis had a triple double. Oh my god, 33 points and 19 rebounds, 11 assists. My lanter.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I wonder how we're gonna try to slow him down. Cause I mean, we went to two games last year in the playoffs, and I can't even remember how we. Did we put Baines on him?
I think so.
Feel like we had Al and Baines on him. Yeah. That's probably what we'll do. I don't know.
Interesting.
Brad.
They need to be locked down on the perimeter. Lockdown perimeter also needs to be a thing. And dealing with Brook Lopez.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah.
Yeah. So that game should be interesting. It's one of those games where, like, because Kyrie's questionable, I can't really say whether I feel like I can't comfortably be like, oh yeah, like I think we can win this game. I feel like we're gonna lose this game.
I think Kyrie will be back. I think he'll be back.
I'm not gonna count out a Kyrie with Celtics because of how like we beat the Sixers. And we just beat the Pistons. We are in Milwaukee for that game, so that'll be interesting. We're starting. We come out of the All-Star break on a 3-game road trip, playing the Bucks, the Bulls, the Raptors.
What time is the Bucks game?
8 p.m.
Oh no.
TNT broadcast.
Oh.
Yeah, we get two TNT broadcasts in less than a week.
Hopefully, it's players only again, because I couldn't really hear. I don't think their mics were loud enough or something, because I couldn't really hear them, which was fine by me.
Yeah.
Plus the stove was on, the pillow stove was on, so that was loud. Yeah. But anyway.
The main life.
Yep. Gotta keep you warm.
Oh yeah, guy. Just gotta send it with the pellet stove.
You just gotta send it, brah brah.
Yeah, you know, I feel like in the main event clause, like whoever the head coach is, she'd be like, oh, you just gotta, you know, take that step back and just send it in the 3-pointer guy.
RJ Hunter's like, what? Yeah. What did I sign up for?
Like, coach was like, I want you to prop right on down the court.
Okay, guy, will do. Yep.
All of the Red Cross players develop main accents. Robert Williams comes down to play for one game. What the fuck is this?
What time period am I in?
PJ. Why do you sound like white man with stutter? Or why do you sound like illiterate white dude?
That's basically Maine.
It is Maine.
Illiterate white dudes.
Yep.
Look at me.
Oh, I'm looking at you. I feel like the reason he gets sent down and comes back so much is that he just time travels from Portland.
That's true. Austin. Sometimes he gets stuck in a time warp, though, and misses a game.
Yeah. Sometimes he's at both games at the same time.
Imagine.
That'd be wild. I mean, the Time Lord has that capability.
He does.
Yeah.
He also has the capability to... I don't know.
Block.
Yeah, he can block.
He can block. Probably block.
He can block.
Yeah. Shout out.
He's one of the guys I'd love to sit down and talk with. Yabu's another one. Yabu's probably number one for me.
Out of anyone on the Celtics?
Out of, like, the bench. I don't know.
Kyrie.
Out of, like, the guys that don't really get much playing time.
Yeah, understand.
Just because the like character-wise, they seem like they would be.
Yeah, just be fun.
Great.
I mean, anything's better than Kyler Murray. Please tell me you've seen some of those. Like,
No.
Oh God, he's the most like, for someone who won an Heisman Award, he's the most like bland person ever. Like,
He did do a pizza review with Portnoy. I didn't watch it though.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I probably have to watch it.
So bad. He's so bland. Like, he's literally just like, one bite, everyone knows the rules. Kyler's like,
yeah.
He like barely talks. It's so bad. That about wraps it up. Do you have anything more to add?
Bring on the deer.
Bring on the deer. Bring on the all-star break.
I want some nice antlers on my wall.
And that, unless something like tragic and something happens in the all-star break, we're going to have probably a shorter podcast next episode due to the fact that there will only be one game.
You know what?
Well, I mean, we could talk all-star weekend, but...
Bring on the sleep. That's what I say.
Yeah, it's almost 1 a.m.
No classes Monday.
Yeah, clutch.
I
have to be in.
Don't have to stay up till like 10:30 because the refs want to call every foul known to man.
Yep.
Like tonight's game was 2.5 hours long.
It's so long. I felt like forever.
It felt like four.
It was like points where I was just like, I can't keep watching.
once we get like a 25-point lead, I kind of tuned out.
Yeah.
And then they started coming back. It was like everybody on Twitter was watching IT. I was like, guys, something's happening.
Celtics are doing the choking thing again. Somebody resuscitate them.
They're being the Celtics. And now comes back on. Well, don't worry. We're all set.
Yeah. Gets teed up. Game plan for the rest of the year, Al Horford gets teed up in the first 5 minutes, and then they win.
Yeah. Isn't there a seasonal limit? Pretty sure you can only have a certain amount per year.
You get 16 of them, you get a one game suspension.
Oh, sweet.
It's a tactical foul.
It's a tactical foul. Because there was somebody before that was in trouble of that. Or, like, almost there. It's probably Boogie, honestly.
I wouldn't be surprised. How to find the sentence without a set.
So yeah, follow us on the old Twitter machine, the Instagram machine, and
our
Blogspot machine.
Yeah, and the SoundCloud machine. That's where we post it to. And iTunes.
In the Rafters pod.
Cast on SoundCloud and iTunes.
Yeah, he means In the Rafters podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes. In case you did not put the two and two together.
Yes.
Because I did that first.
In case you were rotter and you're a handicapped.
The Warriors are down 7. Remember when I said that I would gamble on them because they were only 3-point favorites?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Well, there's 5 minutes off. They'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll probably go on like a 30-0 run.
Yeah, Curry or Durant will like drop like 23s. They'll win. What the hell? Marcus Cousins isn't playing. Did he get hurt again?
No.
What? Why are you crying?
An IT press conference with his son.
Oh no. Oh no.
You know what? We're going to play this for you guys. You ready? Turn my sound up. Let me get in prime video position here. Okay. Let me know if this sounds good.
Give us a sense of being out on the floor those first couple of minutes. What kind of butterflies were you feeling?
I didn't really have butterflies. I just wanted to be out on the floor again. It's been a long journey for me. It's been 11 months since I had surgery, so this has been a long time coming, and I'm just, by the grace of God, I'm just so happy to be able to compete again and get back on the floor and have fun and do what I love.
Hey, Isaiah, Jaden, this is Mike Fratello. Tell me, looking at the situation, you were sitting there just waiting for the day to come, you can get back out on the floor and participate. What do you see as your role being with this particular team? What do they need you to do?
Be who I am. I mean, Mike Malone, from day one when I signed here, said, I want you to be who you are as a leader. I want you to be who you are as a basketball player. I don't want to take nothing from you. So when I get my rhythm back and get back into the thick of things, I'm going to just be who I've always been, a player that plays to win, makes plays, scores the ball, and his teammates love. So I'm going to just do whatever I can to continue to get better each and every day and take this team to the next level, which is the playoffs.
Oh. Imagine if it's like I know this probably would never happen, but a Celtics Nuggets finals matchup this year.
Oh God.
That would pull on my heartstrings too much.
Kyrie matching up against IT.
Well, it would probably be Rozier. Kyrie would go up against
Murray.
Yeah, Jamal.
I mean, there'd probably be like some point where the cards in hand, but
I really do hope IT comes back to Boston someday.
That would be wonderful. I love that man. But
we love you.
Wraps it up. Shout out Isaiah Thomas, and we're out.
Oh yeah.